Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, yes, we are in this season of Lent, of hard texts, of texts that help us to learn to change our hearts and our lives. So how do we do that? What do we need to hear? Well, it's all about repentance, about repenting, turning around, changing direction, opening our heart to God. So I guess my question for you today is going to be, are you bearing fruit or just taking up space? Did you hear the fig tree story? The gardener, the Lord wanted it to be cut down. And the gardener said, no, let me fertilize it. Let me work around with it. Let me try. Let me water it and feed it. And then if no fruit comes on it, give me a year. If no fruit comes on it, then you can cut it down. One more try is offered. One more try to change our hearts and our lives. In Barneveld, Wisconsin, which was my first church, there was this guy named Virgil. And Virgil, when I got there, was an older gentleman. But Virgil was a gardener. He had the most beautiful roses and vegetables in his garden. It took up, I don't know, half a block. And he worked it. He went in. He always was putting stuff around the roses and digging it up and turning the soil. So I thought, okay, great. He's like, you're going to have a garden, right? I'm like, okay. So he came and tilled the ground for us. And we planted some vegetables. Well, Ron's in Florida. He's heard this. I'm not a gardener. I really don't like to do that kind of stuff, but I tried. And so the weeds grew up. And here comes along Virgil saying, no, you have to till it. You have to turn the soil over. You can't let the weeds grow. The fruit and vegetables need to grow. And Virgil would work the soil and he would add things to it. Okay, it didn't take with me, but I get the idea of the picture. Do you understand? About turning our soil, changing one more thing, having our lives be changed. Repentance is a changed mind. Kind of seeing a new way of doing things. So the word repent is really metanomia, which means change of mind. It's a radical transformation that's required by the gospel. So when you hear repent, you should think about changing your hearts and your minds. One of the best people I knew to do this was our friend Mr. O. Now, Bob Overholt, some of you know, died quite suddenly and tragically this past week. And Bob's memorial service was yesterday in Tiffin. They were second parents to me. We weren't allowed to call people by their first names growing up, and so the term of endearment became Mr. O. See, Mr. O planted and cultivated every person he came around. The stories that I heard yesterday, he was a teacher. He taught science and math for 30-some years, and then he went to Heidelberg and taught another 5 years. But he didn't just give them the numbers or the science experiment. He would cultivate them. There was a story that was told yesterday from the pastor of the church who is retiring today, but he told this story about Bob Overholt, whom he had not met until he came to that church, but he knew Bob because Rick came to Heidelberg as a young freshman in 1966. And in the top row of the gym at Cyberling Gymnasium was this tall, skinny guy that was just constantly cheering everyone on. And at the intermission, he would go and shake hands and introduce himself. And if somebody was sitting by himself, he would go and talk to them. Rick didn't know that was Mr. O until he came to be his pastor 13 years ago. Cultivating, changing direction, helping us to grow. Now, that doesn't always mean that when we're cultivating and helping people change direction, that we don't tell them the truth. Because we do tell them the truth. We tell them the truth in a kind and compassionate way. We cultivate the soil. We add ingredients to it. We work hard. There's a couple other stories I want to tell you about what it means to think about your question. Are you bearing fruit or just taking up space? There was an earthquake in Nepal in April of 2015. It was in the Himalayan mountains, and they shook the people of Nepal with a devastating earthquake. We didn't hear much about it. Nepal has few resources. The government there is very suspicious of outside groups. But because the global church has been working and cultivating relationships with the government of Nepal, they were able to get in and to help and to continue to help to build the infrastructure and to help the people who had lost everything. Our church, with the United Church of Christ, the disaster response team, was able to work with the people in Nepal because the cultivating that had happened before all of this. Are you bearing fruit or just taking up space? Or how about Flint, Michigan? You know, it's been a 2-year journey by the local people fighting over the loss of their democracy. The polluted water flowed into their homes. The rundown city's infrastructure had lead in their pipes. All the while, the people are being told the foul smell and the dark color, oh, it's okay to drink. But the United Church of Christ Disaster Ministries became involved. They heard the people, they acknowledged the local people, and they helped them because they had been building through the churches in Flint, cultivating and working to turn the soil over. They weren't just taking up space, they were bearing fruit. How are you in this radical transformation of the gospel? In this place where we live, how are you cultivating the soil? Pulling up the weeds, working around the ground, giving someone one more chance. Not cutting it down. Another story from yesterday. My sister Pam and Bob Overalt's daughter Becky were best friends growing up. They're about the same age. There were 5 of us. We were always together. But Becky and Pam had a unique relationship because they were close in age. They were always together. They went to different schools, and then they went to the same college at Heidelberg, and they roomed together. And they became even closer. And then something came into their lives that tore this relationship apart. Sometimes a tragedy of a death can energize and cultivate that relationship again. Because yesterday I saw two people know in the compassionate, caring way of holding each other and crying, that cultivating, that turning over the soil, changed lives. Oh, it may take a while for them to be back being best friends, but because the soil was worked, because the weeds were pulled up, because the manure was put around it, and somebody took the time to be compassionate, that relationship has changed. You see, radical transformation is what we're about, of this gospel which we live in. So, are you bearing fruit, or are you just taking up space? I can't answer that. Only you can. Story of the gospel today. Amen.